Good morning. We're up to Tovkuf Pei Dalad. Siman Tovkuf Pei Dalad Hichas Rosh Hashanah Sif Beis. Motziyin Shnei Sifrei Torah. Rosh Hashanah, we take out two Sifrei Torah. Be'achad Keren Chamisha. Me'Hashem Vakar Pakadis Me'Hashem Pakadis Sara Ad Vayhi Achar Hadvorim Ho'Ela. The first Sifin on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you read from Hashem Pakadis Sara. V'Mushabos. If it's Shabbos Keren Bo Shiva. Then you read, says, is this year, so we split the lading into seven, as you would in a regular Shabbos. Umafta kir b'sheinu parashas Pinchos, v'vachoydesh ha-shvi. The mafta is parashas Pinchos, the word v'vachoydesh ha-shvi. Umafta v'hi ish echod min horam osayim ad v'yorim keren m'shichoy. The haftar, of course, is the Sarif Chana, the birth of Shmuel. Hagot, says the Ramavi, yesh m'koyme sh'nogim l'gros ha-tukeyam l'min ha-chamisho in Masev HaTorah. Some of the minag. Two, called the Tokea, the Baal Tokea, is one of the five Olim to the Sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Baromi, Vashem Pokadav, Yishab Rosh Hashanah, Nifkot Asara Rachel L'chana. The reason why this laning is chosen for Rosh Hashanah is because on Rosh Hashanah, that was when Sarah Rachel L'chana were informed they would have, they would have children, and therefore, that is why we are. That's why these parashas we refer to that specifically in the Kriyas Torah. They were remembered on that day. Shiva seven Sifan Asos base parashios. We add two parashas. What are the two parashas? You add Echad Bayom Higomel Es Yitzchok. You stop at Bayom Higomel Es Yitzchok, and the second one is base Basher Husham. Those are the two extra you add on Shabbos. Hashvi. This is an Adi Shel Hashem. The mafte you go up to the words is Shel Hashem. Let's say you make a mistake and you complete the parasha with four kruim or three. V'adayin lo omer kaddish. If you haven't yet said the kaddish, yashlim minyan kruim b'parashas akedah acharei. You can complete the numbers of the kruim, those who are olei laTorah, with the parasha of the akedah that comes after it. You can immediately continue to keep going, and you can make up the kruim, the numbers of you need for the requisite number of aliyahs from the parsha of the Akedah. V'im Oma Kaddish, if he said the Kaddish, if he's already said the Kaddish, if he's only missing one from the number, then you don't need to call someone else because you can just rely on the Mafta, King Kosu Shaya Friar. The Mafta itself will count as the last one. Says the Chasm Sofer, Dim Hishma Parsha of Arbo, if you complete the parsha with four Kruim, people lo yema kaddish adach hashikra b'sefer Torah shnia. So what you should do, he says, is you shouldn't say the kaddish until after they've read in the second sefer. The mafta ole lachamishin. The mafta will count for the fifth aliyah. The kaimel mafta ole minya kruim, because we hold that the mafta can count for the required numbers of kruim of aliyahs to the Torah if necessary. Let's say if you make a mistake and you end up doing it the wrong way around, and you read on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you say the parasha of the Akedah. Interestingly enough, you're actually Yotzei the Kriyas HaTorah for that day with the Akedah. The Korabiyam Sheni, and you can just do on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but parashas Vashem Pokad Vagomer, right? Vagam parashas Akedah at Sefer Sidra. And then you'd also have to read the Akedah again on the second day, Ad Sefer Sidra the Sedra. Whether the Gaboyim would still retain their positions after Rosh Hashanah is a different question, but in theory, that is what you would do. And Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, Im Nizka Ba'oda Koriba Parashas Akedah, if he remembers while he's still saying Parashas Akedah, Shetod, he made a mistake, Va'adayin Lo Berech O Acharon Brocha Acharona, but then the last one is not yet made. The last bracha, the bracha chorin. Yiglol yikra imoi parshas vayeshem pokad. What you do is you roll the sefer and you read together with the end of the parshas akid. You go back and you read parshas vayeshem pokad ad sefer until the end. V'achakach yivarech bracha chorina, and then you make the bracha afterwards. So that then you would have said the right kriyas haTorah for that day. Oid kosav b'matei Ephraim. Matei Ephraim writes further. Roy lachol gever yirei Hashem. Every man yirei Hashem if fears Hashem. Should try and have an aliyah on the Yomim Neroim if he can. And even in places where they sell the mitzvahs, should acquire the aliyah with money according to his ability. On the contrary, he says it's actually more praiseworthy a mitzvah which comes through an expenditure than a mitzvah which comes for free without any money. So so some people think, you know, it's not such a good thing when they sell aliyahs. You see, the Mishnah Berurah says, if in terms of the person getting the aliyah, it actually shows their love for the mitzvahs, because they are prepared to spend money for the to get the aliyah. Hatokea. So we said that the Ramos says there are places they have the minhag to call the Baal Tokea from one of the five Kurim. Yesh Makom Shenoegin Ekros Kama Mispal Al Musaf. Some have the minhag to also give an aliyah to the one davening Musaf. Chim Biyom Kippurim Kerin Esoyis. They call him a Yom Kippur as well. But there's no minhag to call those who are paid for the role of being Baal Tokea or davening from the Omer. There's no minhag to call them specifically. Right, let's carry on. Gimel. Bnei Adam Achavushim Beis Vasurim. Those who are imprisoned in Ein Mivin Eslam Sefer Torah Afila Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. We don't bring a Sefer Torah to them, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the place of this particular halacha doesn't really belong here. It is actually discussed extensively elsewhere. There are actually many more complicated halachas. The Mishnah Berurah says Sif Yudalad Bahagah. He just refers to Sif Yudalad Bahagah in the Ramah over there. Shomnis Spoyer, he says, Kama Pratim Shem Shana Zadin. There are lots of different ways this halacha can actually change. The halacha of when and where you're allowed to remove a Sefer Torah from a shul to take it to a private location, which of course has been incredibly relevant and continues to be so over the past, whatever it is, number of months, is actually based around this halacha, meaning the original source. This is a modcha in the end of first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, and this is actually the original source for the problem or the dilemma or the question about when you can take a Sefer Torah. There's a whole thing about whether it needs to be used three times. It's based around this. That's where it originally comes from, this idea of taking it to people who are in prison and that they don't have access to a Sefer Torah. He says you don't bring a Sefer Torah even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Is that a private place?
No, I'm saying there are lots of different aspects to this and how it works. And he discusses it briefly here in the notes, but really it's a much more extensive discussion than he devotes to here about when and where you're allowed to do so. It's to do with the Kovat and the Sefer Torah, with the Sefer Torah belonging in Shul, not to bring. You're supposed to go to the Sefer Torah, rather bring the Sefer Torah to you. But of course, there are very different. There are lots of different situations where this changes. There are the kulas, I'm sure, that are applied in the current circumstance. Everything else, many of the minyanim actually did use it for three times. And we take a Sefer Torah from a shiva house, lo aleinu, right? The Sefer Torah is used in a private home, which it is very sort of circumstance and case specific, obviously. And he really doesn't go through this in detail here because it's discussed elsewhere. Right. So the next one says Molin. Next sif Molin being Kriyas Hatorah L'Tkiyas Shofar from Bris Mila between Kriyas Hatorah and Tkiyas Shofar. There's a Bris Mila on Rosh Hashanah. That's when you perform Bris Mila. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Kriyas Shofar B'Cholot the Kach Haseda, because this is the order. Bris Avrom Shiamila V'Akedas Yitzchak. We say that in Slichas. Bris Avrom, which is Bris Mila, and that's followed by Akedas Yitzchak. Because I'm in Rosh Hashanah. Loma Turkin Mishal Ail. Why did you blow a shofar with that of a ram? K'dei Lahazke Elo Shel Yitzchak. In order to remember the ram of Yitzchak. V'oid, and furthermore, Demila Motzu Yosem Etzkia, and Mila is found more than is obviously something which is more common than Tkiyah Shofar. A Kotodir Dam Mila Gabit Tkiyah. We follow the basic rule of Todir Vishenu Todir Todir Kodim. The one which is more frequent comes first. It is more Todir than Tkiyah Shofar Vukodim. Therefore, that's why it comes first. That's the Ramah. That's the Gro. The Vilna Gon. That's why it comes before Tkiyah Shofar. Mokom Shinagin will be by Shatinuk Shom. In a place where the minhag is to do the Bris Mila in the house where the child is, Malin Achar Yetzim Vesakneses. Then you do Bris Mila after leaving Shul, Kedesh Lo Yetircha De Tzibura Leilech Shom Lishus Lachzul Vesakneses. Otherwise, it causes a great tircha to the trouble to the Kehila, to have to go all the way there and then come back to Shul. If the house is not far away from the Shul, Ba'ofin Shlo Yeshos, where it won't take too long, and it's not too much tircha for the tzibba. Tov lomul kodem tkiyas shofar. It's better to do bris mila before tkiyas shofar. Kadesh yek biyadam zchus amila beis tkiyas shofar. They should have the zchus of bris mila at the time of tkiyas shofar. It's a very special thing. Therefore, if there's a possibility of fulfilling it in the right way and doing the bris before tkiyas shofar, then that's a very good thing to do. Finally, is the last sif l'tkiyas shofar, sifkotn l'tkiyas shofar over Shabbos. Ein shom tkiyas shofar on Shabbos like this year, where there's no tkiyas shofar, molin acha ash. Ashrei. Bris Milah will take place after Ashrei. Va'achar Amilah, Avirchaseh Arim Yahalalu. After the Milah and the Brachos, you say Yahalalu. Of course, putting away the Sefer Torah. V'yishmi Shekosav. Some say Shegam B'Shabbos. By the way, that's obviously talking about Shabbos, because there's no Tekiah Shofar. So you go straight from Ashrei into Yahalalu. You put away the Sefer Torah. Normally, you have Tekiah Shofar, and then you put the Sefer Torah away, right? On a regular. V'yishmi Shekosav Shegam B'Shabbos Molin Kodem Ashrei. There are some say, some write, that even on Shabbos, you do Bris Milah before Ashrei. Kedei shelo yehafsek rav lahakadosh. There shouldn't be a major interruption between Ashrei and the Kaddish. The Kaddish that you say before Musaf actually goes on the Ashrei. So on Ashrei, so not to have a big interruption between Ashrei and Kaddish. Keshechal mila b'rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos. When the Bris Milah falls on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, Omrim yom le'abosha koydim siyam berkas ha'geula. You say yom le'abosha, this piyut before the end of the berkas ha'geula. Shu shevach al hamila. It should be Shevach al, because that's a praise of Bris Milah. Aval Koshechal Rosh Hashanah B'chol, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a weekday, Ein Omrim Yom Le'Abosha, you don't say Yom Le'Abosha. I'm not entirely sure what he means. When he specifically refers to, maybe we'll come back to that tomorrow. When he comes to what he means here, the Birkas HaGeula. Okay, maybe we'll come back to this tomorrow. God, let's just finish off. God al Echad Noah Gshahoya Moel Bar Rosh Hashanah. There was a great man who was accustomed when he was Bris Milah on Rosh Hashanah. Lo Kinach Piv Achar Hamilah. He didn't clean his mouth after Bris Milah, after he had done the Milah. Ela B'Peh Maluchloch B'Dam Hamilah Toka. He blew the shofar with his mouth still, with the blood and the Milah on his mouth. La Arev Milah Bash, obviously for doing Metzitz. La Arev Milah Bash Shofar, to mix the Milah with the shofar. He should wipe his mouth from the outside and wash his hands because of the honor due to the bracha. It wouldn't be respectful to the bracha to be visible in that way. Right, and then tomorrow we'll begin the halachos of Birkas HaShofar. Thank you. Good day.